you know, this has been one of the hot topics of the sporting week. And I was quite surprised when I woke up and, you know, I wiped the crust out my eyes and hopped on Instagram. Just like many of you, that's one of the first things, maybe the first thing, unfortunately, that I do when I wake up. I go grab him for my dang phone and then open social media. I mean, that's so unhealthy. I need to stop that. But, you know, I opened up, you know, social media. I go to my Instagram and I see many people sharing a video of Jay-Z, hip-hop mogul, first billionaire in hip-hop, sitting next to NFL commissioner Roger Goodell. And I'm sitting there saying, what? What's going on here? So, you know, when it comes to Jay-Z, I just need to really put into context how beloved he is in the hip-hop community, how beloved he is in the African-American community here in the U.S. of A. I mean, him and his beautiful wife, Beyonce, you know, they are like, you know, it's like Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, then you got Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know, they are the second most beloved couple in all of African-American culture. And when I open that video up, I'm sitting there saying, oh, here's Jay-Z getting involved. And I just thought to myself, my subconscious told me, knowing Jay-Z's track record when it comes to standing up for inequality and social injustice, here is Jay-Z sitting down with Roger Goodell, and he's going to set the record straight that what happened to Colin Kaepernick was wrong. We need to have Cap get involved here. And just figure this whole NFL and Colin Kaepernick feud and really put a light on, you know, what the protest is really about, so on and so forth. But that's not what happened. You know, I was kind of taken aback, just like many people were, when I listened to the points that Jay-Z made during that press conference. And I must admit, I was a bit disappointed. Now, there's another layer to this I'm going to get to in just a moment. But I was disappointed to hear Jay-Z address the protest and address how basically Colin Kaepernick was blackballed from the NFL. Now, I'm not going to contradict myself because, as I've always said when it comes to this topic of Colin Kaepernick, that at the end of the day, all of these GMs and owners and coaches who are primarily rich white males, at the end of the day, most of them could care less about why you're protesting. All they saw was a distraction. And all they saw was this possibly messing up their bottom line, knowing that they do have fans out there that don't agree with Colin Kaepernick taking a knee for whatever reason, and they didn't want to touch it. The only way they would touch it is if Colin Kaepernick's talent outweighed the distraction. That's all they care about. Because I you better believe, if this was like Patrick Mahomes, if Patrick Mahomes decided to kneel this upcoming NFL season, getting the same amount of backlash and criticism that Colin Kaepernick got, you really think the Kansas City Chiefs would cut Patrick Mahomes? And if they did, you really think that there's not another NFL team out there that would look at what's happening to Patrick Mahomes being cut by the Kansas City Chiefs and say, oh, we'll sign him. Cool. You know why? Because Patrick Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Now, when Colin Kaepernick, you know, decided to kneel, this is the reality that I don't hear a lot, especially from non-sports fans out there. You don't understand this. Colin Kaepernick did not have a great season in those last few years before he ended up jobless in the National Football League. Yeah, he had that one great Super Bowl year with Jim Harbaugh going to the Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers. But after that, his numbers declined, and Colin Kaepernick's talent did not outweigh the distraction that was him kneeling. That's all these owners and GMs, who again are majority white, that's all they care about. If you're a big time athlete, though, they'll deal with the distraction if you're getting his W's. So that's the point I want to make. and a point I have made for many, many times. But you know, to see Jay-Z sit there next to Roger Goodell and talk about, you know, how, and I'm paraphrasing here, but to talk about how we've moved past the kneeling, how, and he kind of went around the room. I'm pretty sure for those who, you know, there are many out there who saw the clip of Jay-Z kind of going around the room and saying, do you know what the protest was about? Do you know what the protest was about? You know what the protest was about? So we know what the protest was about. That's basically what he said. And then he says, you know, we have to now move to what he calls, quote, actionable items, which I agree. I think every protest, especially in the climate that we live here in 2019, we can't just protest. There has to be certain actionable items set in place if we are going to make true progress. Because to be frank with you, many people just look at protest. Many people don't understand the protest in the first place. Look at the protest as, okay, this is just a disturbance. This is just, you know, something that will eventually die down. Let's just get through this. It'll die down and we'll go back to our regularly scheduled program. And far too often that happens where we get so angry in the black community. You know, my black brothers and sisters like me, we get so angry when we see something happen to a Michael Brown, to a Philando Castile, to a Trayvon Martin, that we begin to protest and put it out there initially. But then what happens a week or two later? We go back to our regularly scheduled program and we kind of forget about it, quote unquote. We don't forget about it, but we kind of do. I say forget in relation to we don't continue to raise awareness, continue to challenge the system. You know, we get fired up initially. You know, it's like when you get that, you know, I don't know, like a new job or something like that. Initially, you're fired up. You're ready, right? Yeah, new job. Then after a while, you know, it's like, oh, another day. I'm just clocking in. And we get so fired up, but we have to continue to raise that awareness, challenge the system, and really set some hard things in place to make true change. So I understood where Jay-Z was coming from that regard, but when he talked about Colin Kaepernick in that way of saying, we got to move past that, you know, kneeling has got to be more than that, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Because it looked like Jay-Z, who, and let's be very, very clear here, I thought that Jemele Hill wrote an outstanding piece for The Atlantic addressing this situation, addressing the history of Jay-Z, and the title of her piece is Jay-Z Helped the NFL Banish Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, she makes some outstanding points. A huge point that she makes in the piece, which I totally agree with, which, again, rubs me the wrong way that Jay-Z just kind of, if you listen to it, he kind of just dismissed Colin Kaepernick. Now, he agrees with the protests. He's gone on record numerous times, even made a few lyrics about it in some of his songs, that he does back Colin Kaepernick. But talk about actionable items. The actions and the words that he spoke next to Goodell seem like he was basically dismissing Colin Kaepernick to a degree. And let's be clear here. This is the big point. One of the big points that Jemele Hill makes that I totally agree with. The NFL would not even be entering this agreement, you know, partnering with Jay-Z so that the NFL, the National Football League, can make some progress when it comes to social justice efforts. This partnership would not have happened if Colin Kaepernick hadn't taken a knee in 2016. Can we be all the way 100 here? Talk about getting back to your regularly scheduled program, right? I mean, the NFL would just be the NFL, and, you know, we'd be focused on games and so on and so forth. You know, you wouldn't have Roger Goodell being, you know, barraged with questions about Colin Kaepernick and social injustice and social change if it was not for Colin Kaepernick in the first place taking that knee in late 2016 to raise awareness on some of the troubling things that he saw happening to his people, my people, on a almost monthly basis at the hands of law enforcement. So for Jay to kind of sit there and just dismiss it was like, really? And Cap, he hasn't received any interest from any NFL teams because, again, they don't want to deal with the distraction. His talent does not outweigh the distraction. And it comes off like, yeah, the dude has been blackballed. And you mean to tell me, this is the thing that I argue as well, not just when it comes to play. I'm kind of far beyond that because Colin Kaepernick hasn't played since 2016. That's a three-year layoff, you know, trying to play the most important position in all of sports, quarterback in the National Football League. I don't know if the dude still has it. Maybe he seems to be keeping in shape. But you're telling me you couldn't have hired Colin Kaepernick as well to be a part of this change? Or you couldn't have him in a position to help with social injustice areas or employ him in some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion? Come on, man. Stop it. That's horrible. That's horrible. He has been blackballed. And, you know, you had Goodell trying to answer questions, you know, earlier this year about why Kaepernick isn't receiving interest from NFL teams, why he isn't employed. And then you had the situation in which some stars like Rihanna, Cardi B, they turned down the opportunity to appear for the Super Bowl halftime show and perform, showing allegiance to Kaepernick, and other celebrities such as comedian like Amy Schumer. You know, she publicly pressured, actually, Maroon 5 singer Adam Levine to pull out of his performance. Al Sharpton has come out and blasted rapper Travis Scott, who performed with Adam Levine. You know, this is all detailed in Jamel's piece as well. Again, Jamel does an outstanding job breaking this all down. And then, you know, I didn't even know this until Jamel mentioned this. I did not know that Jay-Z had advised Travis Scott not to perform. And during the press availability to announce this partnership between Jay-Z and Roger Goodell, Jay-Z said that he told Scott he shouldn't perform at the Super Bowl because he would be, quote, playing second fiddle to Maroon 5. Basically saying it had nothing to do with Colin Kaepernick. So, as also Jamel puts, Jay-Z's support of Colin Kaepernick obviously only went so far. And I'm just shocked because it's not like Jay-Z needs this partnership with the NFL. He is a billionaire. So Jay-Z, his credibility took some hit here. His credibility definitely took a hit when it came to this story. And I say that to also say that it's not like Jay-Z has not, throughout his career, I'm not going to let one moment destroy everything that Jay-Z has done to raise awareness for inequality here in America. To you know, I'm not going to use one moment as an example and totally dismiss what Jay-Z has done for blacks here in America, and he's shown that throughout his entire career. You know, I mean, my goodness, I talk about the 6-part documentary of Trayvon Martin. That's amazing. He executive produced that. You know, I watched the Khalif Browder Time documentary that he did. You know, Khalif Browder, he was falsely imprisoned at New York's Rikers Island when he was 16 years old for allegedly stealing a backpack. Browder actually passed away due to suicide a year later after he was released. And Jay-Z, he knew Khalif and established a relationship. And, you know, Jay-Z and the whole Meek Mill situation, Jay-Z's foundation, you know, funding countless initiatives related to education and professional development. He's donated millions. Him and Beyonce have donated millions to causes that help out communities and disenfranchised here in America and around the world for that matter. So Jay-Z is a pioneer, which is why I want to give him the benefit of the doubt here. I think he just chose his words. He said the wrong words. He chose his words poorly yesterday next to Goodell. And now it gives the NFL a cop-out. They can say, well, yeah, Colin Kaepernick, yeah, blah, 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 but look at what we're doing with Jay-Z now. We're making progress. We're making progress. They can always now point to Jay-Z. Goodell and the NFL can say, yeah, man, we care about social inequality. Just look at what we're doing with Jay-Z now. Without addressing that still, Colin Kaepernick is unemployed, and he was blackballed from the National Football League. It gives them an out. So I really hope that Jay-Z somehow, some way, and there's some conflicting reports out there that, you know, that say Jay-Z did in fact speak to Colin Kaepernick and the call didn't go well. But then Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend comes out and says that this call never happened. That's a lie, blah, blah, blah. I really hope that Jay-Z finds a way to get Colin Kaepernick involved with this initiative, because if he does not, and Colin Kaepernick continues to be uninvolved in the NFL in some way, shape, form, or fashion, it won't matter. And especially in the black community here in America, it still will not sit right with us.